As someone who's looked at what's called ascension for many years and many different teachings, and I will look at all of them really, because, and listen to anybody, because how do you gain wisdom? I just have a tough time with people that, not a tough time with it, don't take me the wrong way. Everybody's allowed to do what they want, and that's fine. But I just don't understand why people, if you're truly seeking answers and the truth, then why do you not entertain all possibilities? And I find that people that are channelers, and I used to support that a lot, but I've become less and less, and I kind of handpick who I want, that a lot of those people have their own egos and are trying to create a following. And that's not a bad thing, because I think they're still serving. They're speaking some truth. But most of the channelers of today, matter of fact, I haven't found a one, really, believes that we are ascending, but this is the first time we physically have been able to do this because of Gaia desiring this change, and we are going along for the ride, and I don't know, I read different articles every day, and I keep an open mind to all of it. It's fascinating, and I don't completely settle on one thing. So I kind of know in my core what I believe, but that is always up for challenge, as I just think it's healthy to do so, to not want to change. You can see that with people as they get older. Often they don't, even when they're younger, but they don't want to change, and so they kind of get left behind, or they grow stubborn and difficult to deal with. And I never see myself as being that way. I'm always open to learning new things because I'm always curious. And also, I've watched enough people and saw what it did to them. And I don't want to become that way. So I think everything is created by our attitudes, our health, and everything. All the our world around us is created by the way we approach life. And if you don't go through life with an open mind, it makes things more difficult, for one. And for two, maybe so you get the onset of some illnesses because you've shut things down. It's like you're not going with the flow of the universe. When your body's not in alignment, often a disease will be sent your way, I believe, that will try to nudge you to get back to perceiving things in a certain way, which is being open and being loving and gentle and all those things. So I've heard for a number of years now, I've been reading all these different sites, going to them every day, trying to learn different things. A lot of them are channeling sites, but they don't always just have channeling on there. They have many different things. They kind of alternative news, health, things like that, things that I've talked about. And I don't believe all of it, and I don't dismiss any of it neither. So some of it's just kind of there for me, and it's like, okay, possible. Some things maybe over the years I've heard over and over again, and they ring true to me, and that's really what it is for all of us. What rings true to you, really? Who can you trust? I say trust yourself. Don't trust me. Don't trust anyone completely. Trust yourself. That will guide you. My own experiences, that too, I trust those. People that I know dearly or close, I trust their perception of some of their experiences. But, you know, it all comes down to who's telling the story. And you may not just see yourself. You may see it in a way that isn't how others would see it. You might be witness to something and somebody else might see something completely different. So it's about being really transparent. If you're going to relay something that happened, you could also look at it like, for example, let's say you had an argument with somebody and there are two sides to every story, and your side paints you in this wonderful, glorious light. Have you ever done that? Because I've never done that. And then when you go back and hear the other side of the story, your two friends are arguing, you go, wow, that's completely different. Now, who do I believe? And so we all have this perception sometimes that is tainted by our egos, I think. And, you know, not just being egotistical, egos are just very tricky little parts of us that exist in us that are, that want to control or make us look good in front of others or get accepted or all these things that seem to go with that. And the older I get, the less I care about any of that. And I don't want to, I think that's part of breaking free, you know, is to let go of all those things. I become more detached. And it's not that I don't care. It just doesn't hold the value that it once did. Do I want to go out and buy the latest fashion? Probably won't see me do that. But nothing wrong with you if you want to do that. Enjoy life. Enjoy what it brings to you, if that's what you want. Do I want to go out and catch the latest movies? Probably not. Do I want to be out in nature? Every chance I get. Those are the things that become more important to me. Do I want to be with people that I enjoy being around, that lift my spirit? Absolutely. Do I want to not be around the ones that don't? Well, not necessarily. I still spend a time, because I see it as a challenge, you know, the people that are going to, they can be our biggest teachers. So, while I may not want to spend a full weekend, it's good to be in the company of those people because it shows you a reflection of who you are. And by that I mean, whatever sets us off in someone else is something that exists within us, I believe. I've heard that over and over again. And so if there's something that you see in someone else, the old saying is, then it already exists in you. One could say that about our former president. There were many people that hated this previous president and saw him as arrogant, narcissistic, and blah, blah, blah. And I would say, well, then maybe that also existed in those people. Because if you're not like that, it wouldn't bother you. And we all probably have a little bit of all those things in us when you think we've lived many lifetimes. So I'm not judging you. And some of you say, don't say that about me. And it's like, this is all meant in love. This is me being transparent because there was a time, for example, that I hated arrogant people. The man that was president before our current one, I didn't care for him when he had his TV show on years ago. He just seemed so pompous and arrogant. And then I came to the conclusion, well, that's because I'm like that. There was a part of me, I don't think a lot, but there was a part of me at times that could be that way. And it showed me that. And when I let go of that, this man no longer bothered me. I didn't care for what he said, as many people didn't. But I thought in many ways this man was here to show us that you could, what you're seeing is a reflection of a lot of people in our society. There are many things I think that could be gained by watching this individual, just like the one we have now. We can gain many things from all of these. And you can sit in judgment, or you can just maybe see it in a different light, I guess, and see it as part of what's going on in our society. And there are many concerned right now, I'm feeling this, that are afraid of many different things right now. And many are divided. You either wear the mask, you don't, you get the shot, or you don't, you're Democrat, Republican, Black Lives Matter, blah, 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 whatever. And I think while some of these started with good intentions, some of these movements, if you look at it all, it's to divide us. We see that now with this presidency and the last one and many before that, we have become very divided. And you're either this or you're that, and it's us against them. And this is the goal, I think, of the ones that run the world to keep us from loving each other. Because if we did, maybe the world would be a lot better place. And many of us think that we have it so bad in this country. I mean, when I've talked to so many in other locations or known others who've lived in other locations, and it's way worse. So this is a wake-up call, I think, for all of the world. And the whole world is going to change. And some of the things that we hold dearly are going to go away. And we have to let go. And some of the things that we have now are good. I think there's some things that we currently have that we can hang on to. So not all of it's going to go away. But I feel like our institutions are going to go, because they're not serving us. What does this have to do with ascension? Well, it's a part of what's coming forward, I think. You know, I've talked to many people. I listen to everybody that walks in this door. I even get to know them a bit, and they get to trust me, and they know there's love in my heart, and they open up to me. And I've heard about our colleges, about our schools, not picking on anybody, about our institutions, everything. There is probably some corruption in all of it. And it's really not there to serve us. Our healthcare system, you know, they want us to believe in that, but yet they push all these drugs and vaccinations. And I would say at the very least, we should be allowed to question that instead of being told we have to go along with it because it's for the greater good of everybody. I'm not here to make anybody sick. I'll keep my distance, but I don't support that. And if you listen to my shows, you'll know where I stand. And I'm not here to rile anybody up, so I'm just going to let that be. That's your own journey. You can follow up on that like I did, and maybe you'll see things differently. Or maybe you'll dig in more for what you can know. But they say follow the science. Well, for every scientist that says this is the truth, there are other scientists I have found that say, no, it's not. So who do you believe? I guess it doesn't matter at this point. But if we're moving towards ascension, I wanted to touch about what I've noticed the last number of years, people that have been talking about this, and compared to what I heard first about ascended masters. And many of the people that channel, which I used to support, and I don't as much anymore because it just seems a lot of it's about control, getting people to follow others. Now, they may have good messages, but even channeled sources, I think, can be sources that are maybe hijacked a little bit. I've heard this term thrown around. People say, well, I protect myself with the light. That's good. And I do trust some of the people I deal with, but even those ones, let's say they're not even hijacked. Let's just say that they're limited. They're not completely unlimited from the truth. You know, the more you come down to communicate with us on this level of consciousness, the further you are away from source. Does that make sense? Makes sense to me. At least that's the way I see it. And so the same with us. We've lowered ourselves down many levels of vibration to be on this planet. And that's one of the reasons we're not connected to source. But another one is our bodies are not functioning, I believe, not functioning the way they could. And if they did function the way they were designed by divine intelligence, we would be unlimited. And if we're unlimited, then this brings up my debate about ascension. So the people of today are talking about, well, ascension, we're going to be able to take our bodies with us. And this has never happened before. And we're going to go into the fifth dimension. And even that I question. You know, there was a time a couple of years ago, you would have heard me talking about it more. Oh, yes. And I think, yes, we are going. Something is going on. There's no question. And are we ascending? Probably. But is this the first time it's happened in all of eternity? I don't believe so. Why is it so hard to believe that there have not been other beings that have come, figured the whole thing out, took their body and left? Why would they take their body? Because then you can go anywhere you want. Well, couldn't you just create a body? Maybe. Maybe you could, just out of thin air. I thought about it. Here I am. That could be too. But there seems to be certain universal laws and rules. And I think about Ramtha and the Masters of the Far East. And they were basically the only ones that I know of that were talking about ascended masters that said these masters didn't just ascend on a spiritual level where they no longer had to come back. That's kind of what the modern day ascension talk is about. Well, they made it, and they it took many lifetimes for them to, but they ascended. It's like, no, I don't see it that way. I see it as more of they physically ascended because they figured it out during that particular lifetime. What became of Jesus? What became of his body? Now, some of you will disagree and say, well, he's the Son of God. And if you have that Christian or background, I respect that. I'm moving beyond that. Not beyond it, but I'm moving into another area of where, from the metaphysical standpoint, we see Jesus as a divine brother who was a very enlightened soul and chose to be that when he came here. And he was trying to wake us up. And he was saying, you could all be just like me. And the being that I come from, you come from as well. So you are all sons and daughters. And you also have the abilities that I have. And then he tried to show you how to walk on water. He had Peter out of the boat until Peter stopped believing. And that's what faith is. It's just knowing that you can do it. And Peter had his doubts, as we probably all would, and he sank in the water. But for a moment, he was doing okay, if that's a true story. And then there are other reports that some of these apostles were able to perform miracles as well, just for being around the higher evolved consciousness of Jesus. Then there was a story I heard on, I think it was the History Channel. They were talking about the times of Jesus. And they do this every year in December. But it was this really fascinating thing they brought up. And I've tried to search for it, but I haven't found anything. They said during the time of Jesus, there were two other men that seemed to have abilities to do things. One man was just like Jesus, but he was more reserved, and he went around and performed miracles. And then there was this other man who was kind of a charlatan, but he knew how to do some things. He knew how to manipulate matter. And he was floating up in the air, and Peter was upset with him because he felt he was betraying or misleading people. And he asked, I don't know if he asked God or if he asked Jesus. He's a false prophet, he said, something to that effect, and the man fell down. And then he was stoned by people, and he ran off. So it just shows me that there were others, if those reports are true, that were of similar understanding. And so my belief of, you know, after studying Ramtha for years, reading many books, listening to many tapes, cassette tapes, believe it or not, back then, and reading the masters of the Far East many, you know, more than once, their perspective on it is that we all have the ability to become fully illuminated, and our minds were intended to be used 100%, and we only use 10%. And if we use that completely, Ramtha called it superconsciousness, we could be unlimited. That means that our bodies would not have to age or die. And we could leave them here and take off and go somewhere else and in a non-physical world and come back and grab them. Or we could take them with us. And Ramtha said the reason you would do that is so that you don't, he said the only way to be in a physical body is to be through the birth canal. I don't know if that's true. I think as an unlimited being, couldn't you just make that happen? But I do like the idea that that this has happened before, and there were others that did this, and they were just trying to show us, whether it was Buddha, Ramtha claims that he was one as well that did that, the beings that are listed in the Masters of the Far East, they all claimed that they had the ability to, they had ascended, basically. And they chose to, some of them chose to stay on Earth and assist others. And some have gone on to other places and they pop back in and out. And I think that's what's happened. If I'm to believe a story that I heard years ago, it was about 1,000 years after Christ left. Native American friends of mine who belong to the Ojibwa Nation. The Ojibwa, they called it the secret or the ancient teachings of the Ojibwa. And in their ancient teachings, they said that Jesus came to visit them in 1000 AD. And I believe that's probably what happened. And because their wisdom is very, I don't know, I find it very amazing, very enlightened. They believe that we are unlimited beings as well. And yet some people will look at the native teaching and say, oh, it's primitive or whatever. And not every native teaching is the same. I just found theirs to be, oddly similar to what I believe in my heart to be true. Why would we not be unlimited beings if we come from an unlimited God? If we are aspects, offspring, or basically it, we are an extension of it, which is both male and female. And so, would that not make us the same? Ramtha says, you are gods. That's a pretty powerful statement. When I heard that when I was younger, my ego went, I'm a god. And of course, ego doesn't help you move forward at all. So it took years to kind of let go of that. And then also everything I read in Ramtha, I believed was the gospel and followed that for a while. And then after a while, I said, you know what? There's got to be more. So I challenged myself to keep looking. Masters of the Far East and then Conversations with God, which I think is another very interesting book. And different channelers, many different channelers, many different books also along the way. My own personal experiences. I just guess I like the idea that compared to what many people are seeing now, is that we're kind of limited, but once we get to the fifth dimension, and I don't think we have to be. I'm kind of seeing it differently. Returning to what I believed so many years ago, is that why would we not be unlimited now? We don't have the answer on how to do that. And Ramtha said it's about raising your vibrations and holding on to that. And he said about using your mind completely, which he called super consciousness. And if you can use 100% of that and raise your vibrations and you do it by asking and desiring it, he said anybody could ascend. He even said that it's easier to ascend than to die. He says death is a belief, but he says it's not what you are. We've accepted it because of all the conditions, and we see it happen to other people. And then we celebrate birthdays. We keep telling us how old we are. We keep, if somebody dies, then we start to see our own mortality. And so this just keeps reinforcing this belief, and this whole world is based on belief. The whole universe. Third dimension is all based on belief, and that's what holds it together. So we can go beyond that belief. We don't have to be a part of it. We are free to think beyond that. I like that idea. Maybe it's not even the truth, but I like the idea of being unlimited. So I guess what I wanted to talk about just briefly was that there are two versions of what ascension is. And I think I agree with the earlier version, but who knows? I believe something is happening. I think people know this. And we are going through some changes, major changes, like I've never seen before in my many years here. You know, we have a disease that shut everything down for over a year. People are afraid. And they're being told more and more by their government what to do. And they're willing to do it without even questioning. And I don't think you should ever do that. Especially when it comes to healing. I'm a believer that our bodies were designed to heal themselves. And I also believe that what we can't use is what we can't do with our bodies. The nature provides us what we need. And if that doesn't work, there's also beings that have, we all have the ability to use our energy to heal others and ourselves. As I've witnessed before, and others have witnessed, and it's been written about. So that's just part of being unlimited. But instead, we fall back quickly to what we're told in our society, and everything is about programming. We've all been programmed to think a certain way. Does that not create our reality? Does that not hold us in that limited reality? And that's the way I see it, is that we are being held into that reality. And what we're talking about here is breaking away from it. The question is, why do so many of these people that call themselves channelers all say things slightly different, maybe quite vastly different? And I've noticed this for quite a while, and I haven't said a lot about it, because I'm never here to rain on anybody's parade. But who's telling the overall truth then? And of course, they will all say, well, I am, because I go right to source. And it's like, do you? How come I can't? Well, I'm very psychic, but we're all psychic. Well, yeah, but I was born. So is everybody. I think it's just your desire. You know, some people are, yes, their third eyes open a little more, but your desire to find the truth and your desire to open your mind and open your third eye can lead you to becoming more aware of things. And I would rather have somebody tell me, go find it for yourself, than somebody who would say, come through me and I'll show you, because then you become dependable on them and you give up your independence. Now, I'm not here to say anything negative about anyone out there. I think there are many people trying to help others. But I also see, if I'm to be honest, I see some egos. People that want you to think that they are the most enlightened person you'll ever meet. I'm sure you've met those kind of people, maybe. And I find it refreshing with the ones that are willing to question even what they believe or think. Those people kind of draw me in more, because they don't have all the answers. And until we become, I believe, an ascended master or return to the highest state of consciousness, we're not going to know. And anything else is just like a little piece here, a little piece there. So what is it going to take to ascend? If I'm to believe the older teachings about an ascended master, I think you have to be very balanced. You have to let go of everything. I mean everything. You have to be a detached observer. That means not being emotionally tied into. These are things that some of you would say, well, that sounds difficult. It is what you label it. But we have a choice to not judge our thoughts. Wow. I'm not going to label it because I don't want to put a definition on it. But that gives us a challenge. And because think about all the thoughts that go on in your head on a daily basis. And think of how many times we don't realize maybe that we're kind of judging something. It's one thing to discern things. I think we absolutely have to. But as far as, you know, we are in such a polarized world right now where it's us versus them, or, you know, there's so much of that separation. And that's deliberate, as far as I'm concerned. That's done deliberately to keep us separated so we don't love each other. If we all started loving each other, maybe the rest of this would just go away. It's like they're trying to convince us, if somebody doesn't agree with you, you have to hate them. Or if somebody supports the opposite side, you have to hate them. And it's like, I found that there's more in common than less in common with everybody I talk to. I find that we have love in common. And I think most of us want the best things. But because we put up these walls and we say it's either this or this, it's either this or this, and that doesn't leave any room for anything else. And I just think we should be allowed to question anything and think whatever we want to think, because everybody's on their own journey, even if it's improper, and say what they feel they need to say, You see a lot about that. People now getting attacked for things they say. And there seems to be no leniency with that. And I'm all about changing the world and making it a better place. And it starts with your thoughts and actions and your words. But you can't force it on anybody. Nor should you, if you respect all beings. And if somebody doesn't agree with your political view, well, then so be it. Try love. I think that's the one thing that moves and changes anybody. I don't see a lot of that going on in our current climate. And I would say that for the last number of years. And so, while I think there are those that have good intentions and want to move us in a direction that we will eventually need to go, some of those people, I don't think their intentions are pure. And anytime you have a government involved, there's a different agenda, in my opinion. And it's not always for your best interest. If it was, we've been facing this for how many years over and over and over again? And how many times have we flipped the vote? Okay, I'm tired of these groups. Let's go with these people. And it just goes back and forth every few years or 8 years. Because you think if somebody had all the answers, it would be good for everybody. That's what we're going to have someday. And I think those that lead us, they will choose to do so by, they will freely give of themselves. It will be about service, not about anything else. So as far as ascension is concerned, yeah, I still believe that that's probably happening. Again, what do I know for sure 100%? What do any of us know? I believe that's happening, but maybe it's slightly different than what we're being told in this day and age. And I just continue to keep an open mind. I guess we'll find out, won't we? I hope wherever you're at right now that you're in a place of peace and joy and not in fear about everything that's going on. But that's up to you. Whatever we put our focus on is what we're going to get more of. So if you're in a state of anxiety, which I hear a lot of people saying they are, you shift your thoughts. And for me, it just magically goes away. Or put my attention on music or whatever. And there's a song, this is a clip from a song from the Eagles, which I mentioned before. This is the very ending. And I just love what this song has to say about learning to be still.
So many contradictions. And all these messages we send. I keep asking, how do I get out of here? Where do I fit in? Even if your heart is breaking, it's waiting for you. Someday you will learn to be still. Learn to be still. Just keep on running.